talking Perth. On 6PR, this is Perth Overnight with John Lewis.
Talking health and fitness this morning, Cindy Landolt joins us all the way from Switzerland in Zurich. Morning, Cindy.
Good morning, John.
Nice having your company, and I know that you're happy and well because you've just had a lovely, big, juicy steak, and I bet you're smiling.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It was fantastic.
Oh, good. How do you have your steak? Medium rare, rare, blue, strong, burnt?
I would say medium.
Still all the flavour and enough to make it you realise it's being cooked. One of the issues we face, and it got my attention when I noticed some friends of mine that are into fitness had been travelling. I thought, how do you keep on track with your correct eating when you travel? Here's the scenario. We would like to achieve a healthier body. Some people would like to achieve a slimmer body, but certainly we all would like a healthier body on average. When we're at home, we seem to do that fine, all certainly okay. However, when we travel, it all goes out of whack, and when we come home, we think, what's the point? I'm lost. How do you maintain that focus, and how do you actually do it when you're traveling? How do you do it?
I put a lot of preparation in my travel. That means I know where I travel, obviously, and I know how much I can bring. Let's say in your normal baggage, you can have your protein powders, your shakers, your vitamins, whatever you need. In your handbag, it's absolutely no problem to transport your protein shake, but just with the protein, no water, obviously, in it. Mm. And then, wherever you are, you can put some water in and drink it at the airport in the plane.
All right. Now, I don't often have a handbag with me, so what do us fellas do? Are we taking a backpack with us?
Yeah, of course, whatever bag you carry with you. I mean, I guess when you travel, you have some kind of bag with you. You just throw the shaker with the powder in your bag, and when it's time to have it, you can fill it up with water.
All right. People have said to me, protein shakes are dangerous. I actually think they're fine. However, I have had people say this to me. What's your understanding of protein shakes as being beneficial, and what response do you have for those people who have said there's problems with them?
I don't think there is any problem with protein shakes at all. It's clearly a supplement. A supplement means it's additional to your nutrition, so to the proper meals you have anyway. What is dangerous about it? Nothing. Is it dangerous to drink alcohol? Is it dangerous to smoke cigarettes?
Oh, that's a
it's
good
a
point.
Question. You can...
And certainly so, when you look at some of the snack bars.
Exactly. So if you question whether protein shakes are dangerous or not, it's a question whether all the other things are dangerous or not, because there is nothing really that natural anymore. Certainly not the things you buy in petrol stations and superstores. You should question a protein shake.
These are fair points, yes. Certainly you can get natural foods. However, I wonder how many people really do that. Anyway, there are those choices. Cindy, what are our basic foods? For those who simply just want to eat basic, good, nourishing food and do it healthy, what would you put down for a standard breakfast, lunch and dinner? And do you think for the average person they ought to include some in-between meals also?
Good and breakfast. Everything with eggs, scrambled eggs, poached eggs, cooked eggs, with whole grain bread. You can have full or skimmed milk, whatever your goal is, you have to adjust skimmed or full fat milk. With a muesli or oats, for example, are really great too. Or you can have a whole grain bread with chicken and beef, a sandwich. It's perfect too.
Sounding delicious. So one possible breakfast scenario is scrambled eggs or an omelette, certainly eggs, and you're including the yolks also, so it's the whole egg, crack it into the mix.
Yeah, exactly.
And some whole grain bread. For those people who like to make their own bread, I guess there's an opportunity there too.
Of course. You can get it even better than when you buy it. You can put all the healthy stuff in it you love. There's no limits then when you do your own bread.
That's certainly true. So we've got a breakfast and maybe even a full cream milk if that's what you prefer. Now, you're not talking about lots of it. I guess we're talking about a glass, isn't it, or a little bit in your coffee or tea.
Of course. I mean, it's like everything else. If you have it and you keep a normal amount of it, you can enjoy it, and it's healthy and good for you. When you drink the whole liter, it's maybe less good.
That's right. And one of the ways to drink the right or eat the right amount is to make sure you have it in a cup or on a plate. I was saying to you off air, Cindy, if I've got a liter of goat's milk, and I am partial to a company called Gigi Fresh Goat's Milk, if I've got that container, I will drink it empty and be so happy until I stand up and then I realize what I've done. So it's so important to deliberately give yourself a measurement, put it in a glass or put it on a plate and walk away from the refrigerator.
Yeah, I think the easiest is to cook it, put it on a plate and put the cooked stuff that is left over in a box and put it away, put it in the fridge. Put the cans away and then just eat what is on the table because it's plenty for your stomach anyway.
Well, that's true. Do you have techniques for stopping the greediness that we have? Oh, I think I'll go back and get a little bit more. I've heard about brushing your teeth and I've heard about having a glass of water and waiting 10 minutes to see if you're still hungry.
Just don't do it. There is always a reason why you think... I mean, you can always say, oh, it's just the chocolate bar today, and after dinner it's just a cookie. If you do it every day, it's too much. So you have to be strong with yourself. You have to say, no, I don't want that, and then you just don't do it.
How focused do you need to be? For instance, with you, Cindy, if you're training for a bigger event and you need your body to be in a particular shape, if somebody offered you a biscuit with your drink that they were serving you, would you say no to the biscuit, or would you think it's only one biscuit?
No, I mean, I think that's a tiny detail. Of course you can enjoy a biscuit with the coffee every now and then. Or if it's every time after lunch, the coffee with one biscuit, it's fine. The question is, can you stay with one biscuit, or once you tasted one, do you need five more?
There is a little bit of that. I've got a couple of other questions. We've covered breakfast, and I'll look at lunch and dinner. As we do that, we've also got some emails, and one is from a name that's, here's a challenge for me to pronounce. It's K-O-N-S-T-A-N-Z-E, Constanz, I think it is.
And, Constance, I guess.
Oh, Constance, thank you very much. And Constance says, hi, Cindy, I'm an FBB, which I think is female bodybuilder from Berlin. My problem is it is very difficult for me to manage the question of sport nutrition at work. During my 8-hour working day at the office, I have only one break from 12 until 1 o'clock and no opportunity to fix up separate meals. So what's your tip to get enough protein and the right nutrition, especially for me, as I'm a female bodybuilder? What would you think?
I mean,
1 hour break.
Yeah, she has to clearly prepare it. If she doesn't have another break, she has to prepare a protein shake or her snack before she leaves home in the morning. That's the only option she has. If she hasn't got a break between morning and until she has lunch again, she has to have it ready at her desk when she starts work. That's the only option she has. I mean, yeah.
And how simple is that? And how much time does it take? And do you have any advice on pre-preparing food? Because I've got this question as well here at 6PR. I don't get very much time to get away from the studio. How do we prepare our food at home? What are the ways of doing it? It does seem to take a lot of time.
Yeah. I mean, I understand. A lot of people work 8 to 12 hours a day. You don't have time to cook your lunch and cook your dinner, but I think it lies all in preparation. I can't imagine you can't make time once every fourth day to pre-cook a few meals you can take with you and eat at the studio, in the office, wherever you work.
It's certainly a bit of a challenge as I'm thinking it through, Cindy, and I can see a few other people would like to put questions to you. If you'd like to send a text message question to Cindy while we have her here for a little while, you can do it. It do be quick, though. 19999677 for a text message. 19999677. Or you can email your question through john@6pr.com www.perth.org.au, or of course you can always get on the telephone if you'd like to do that, 9221882. I've asked Cindy what the meal ought to be for breakfast. Let's cover lunch and dinner when we get back, and also whether Cindy would include a few other in-between meals as well. We are joined by our guest this morning, Cindy Landolt, and she certainly knows a thing or two about health and fitness, and she's very famous for it too. Cindy, do you get stopped on the street much and people go, "Is that you? Is that really Cindy? Can I have your autograph?"
Yeah, it does sometimes happen. Sometimes happens at the airport, but I think it's really nice.
Oh, of course, it would be. Cindy, a negative word I hear in health and fitness and bodybuilding as well is what we call a cheat meal. And when I was doing my six-pack, people would say, "Well, on your extra, on your day off, what is your cheat meal?" And it kind of annoyed me. It was a negative word, which meant that you could have something that was against your eating regime. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my opinion is, when someone asks me about when is my cheat meal, when can I have my cheat day or my day off, I ask back, who are you cheating? Because, I mean, it's always, it depends on your goal and how strong you really want to achieve it, or how much, or how fast you want to get to it. It's not about that one meal, or like, let's say a pizza you enjoy, that is a cheat meal. It's more that you find consistency in your whole diet. And if every now and then you have a pizza, a burger, whatever, that's not a cheat meal. That's fine. But if you need to totally eat out of order for one day because the whole week was so horrible, then yeah, you just have to change a lot of other things so you can find a cheat day where you can totally cheat in everything.
I understand. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It seems like you embrace a more realistic, or in fact a quite realistic approach to the whole thing. You include real food. I know the kind of food you eat, you'll eat real food, you like your steaks as well. What would be a typical meal for you? So for lunch, we've covered breakfast. What would you suggest the average person have who's achieving a healthier body for lunch?
Well, I think it's the perfect thing to do is you have the plate in front of you and you divide it in three parts. So three-thirds. Mm-hmm. One-third is protein, which is a piece of fish, a steak, a chicken breast. What else do you have? Do you have tuna? Mm-hmm. If you like a lamb, you have a lamb steak. So it has to be meat, the protein.
Mm-hmm. Good.
The other third is something carbohydrate. Whether it's a piece or two of bread, a potato, noodles or rice, doesn't matter. But that's the second third. And the last part would be greens, salads, vegetables. And that's an easy way to get the right amount of everything, to cover everything you need.
So simple. So you basically draw a peace symbol on your dinner plate and off you go. Cindy,
perfect.
What would you do for dinner? Now, this is the meal we have before going to sleep. So what would you have for dinner? And how many hours before you go to sleep would you have that dinner?
It depends a little bit on your time frame, when you get home and how fast you go to bed. In general, because a lot of people want to watch their shape, or they don't want to gain weight, they want to lose weight, I don't recommend to eat too many carbs or carbs at all in the evening. You can eat a huge portion of protein, have an omelette, have chicken, fish, whatever you like, and have a salad, vegetables, pick whatever you like. And avoid or only have a really small portion of carbs, something like rice or noodles. You don't need that really if you don't have a very physical job.
Would you have, for you, taking it to the highest level, would you have no carbohydrates before you go to sleep, or would you still even have a little bit?
Yeah, I make it depending a little bit on my training days. Let's say my back deadlift day and my heavy squat day, so my leg training day, I know after training I'm so hungry that I need to eat, and also my body tells me that I need to eat, so why would I avoid food? So I would have carbs, but just a small portion, or let's say a small handful or half a handful of plain rice.
Mm-hmm.
And then before I go to bed, I have again some protein without carbs then.
Oh, okay. I've got a text message here from Fiona who says, "Hi, mm-hmm. Cindy, I want to lose weight, so I am always dieting. I've tried just about every diet there is, and I still seem to be the same weight. I eat lots of salads. What can I do?"
I think the problem with
Thanks, Fiona.
Mostly women is they want to lose weight and they don't eat enough. More so they eat too little. So what happens? Your body thinks, oh, I don't get enough carbs, I don't get enough food.
Right.
Why would your body remove the fat if it's already never getting enough food anyway? It wants to keep the fat for protection.
So your body, in this case for Fiona, her body's probably deliberately holding on to the fat because all it's getting is salad. I see.
Yeah. It's, where is the nutrients, the sugars, the carbs she needs during the day to deliver work? There is none. So her body is never reducing the fat because it would need it in an even worse situation,
right,
where she gets even less fat.
So if our friend Fiona then decides to go with the peace symbol on the dinner plate and have a third protein, whichever is her favorite, it could be fish, it could be chicken meat, any of those, and then a third of some carbohydrates, some bread, or and obviously we choose wisely when we're choosing our bread, or rice or potatoes. And then, of course, the salad that she's already having. So she's got one third, right? Now she just needs to complete the other two thirds.
Yeah. She wants to give her body the signal that it has that it's never in a starving situation. That her body always gets the food it needs. And once the body realizes, oh, I get enough food, enough sugar, enough fat, enough protein, it doesn't need to store the fat for emergency situations, and then your body will reduce the fat. Diets are the worst you can do because it's so extreme. Once you go back to normal, your body will put everything back or even more than of what you just have lost.
That does seem to be the case. Cindy Landolt, we're almost out of time. What's happening in your life? What's happening with your goals? Where are you headed these days?
I just keep on going as much as I can with my training. I want to improve and get stronger and build more muscle, obviously. And I want to show the people that it is not difficult to eat well. But I think so many people are afraid of doing that, of eating well and enough. And a lot of people are confused about all these rumors that go around. As long as you're not a person that competes or is on stage, you can eat pretty normal and have a very successful very good shape and a very successful training routine, and it all works.
I appreciate it. We can find out more about you, Cindy, at your website, which is cindytraining.com, CINDYTRAINING, cindytraining.com. You got lots of free information there, lots of advice, and you even help people with training as well through video conferencing and Skype and those sorts of things, and of course emails and messages there too, which is wonderful. Great way to help people.
Yeah, of course. They can contact me and they tell me about their things they want to achieve or the things they want to change. And then we go from there, and we do step by step.
We look
we
forward to
We set up
it.
The training or diet routine.
Good on you. Thank you, Cindy. That's Cindy Landolt.